tough to get past the first round when you got to play a team like Minden, who, gosh, last night they destroyed Broken Bow.
Are you surprised at that score?
I was. I mean, when Broken Bow is not winning, I'm surprised. And I just turned on that game last night, and it was 50-10, something like that. So I was surprised at that, but that's who we had to play the other night and Tuesday. And Minden's a good team, and now I think the two best teams are playing today with Minden and Gothenburg, so we'll see who wins that game. But it is nice to have a weekend off. We'll take that. So that's fine.
Was the game the second time around Minden kind of – did you play them kind of similar to what the first time around was a little bit?
Yeah, we played them a lot better. Their press didn't get to us. I made some clips on Huddle for the girls just to show them that, man, we broke the press a lot. And that was the big difference the first game. We couldn't break the press, so we did it the second game. And Minden's just a better team. They are. And it was different. We only lost by 10 the second time around. Again, I don't know if we need to start getting in the gym shooting more, but our shots are not falling right now. And we saw that on Thursday night, too. So that's what we're struggling with, and we'll see what we can do.
You did get a Thursday consolation game, and wow, what a game. It wasn't the greatest first half in the world, but you really bounced back, had a better second half, forced overtime, and won it by two in overtime.
Yeah, an exciting game. And it was nice that we found a way to win. And a lot of these, when the games we get behind in, we get close, you know, we get to like four or something, then we give them a six-point run or something, and we never quite get over the hump, and that game we did. I think you look at the box score, and it was, what, 18-7 at the halftime, and we were still down at the third quarter. Fourth quarter, we finally turned it on. Paige Bortner came off the bench. Her intensity, the refs allowed her to play how she wants to play, and yeah, she drug us along there for a while and got the team to turn around. Our bench was loud. They're louder than our student section. They do a really, really good job. They never stop believing. And we finally had a good last-second play to win the game. And Kennedy took the ball, like 6 seconds left, all the way down the court, had a good shot, missed it. But luckily, Gracelyn Weimers was right there to put it back to tie the game. And then we just did really well in the overtime and won by two. Yeah. So
yeah, good. What an exciting finish, and then an exciting finish of the overtime as well.
Yeah, it was, and it was our defense. We couldn't. Our stat was 14 of 57 for the whole game on field goals or three pointers or whatever, and it was not a good night shooting. But our defense turned things around. We're finally able to get some traps, get some steals on our press, and get some layups, and that just helps everything out. As far as offense too, and that's what we need to remember. It's not all about getting down the court and just shooting the ball. You know, we got to work in our team and our offense, but our defense sets everything up, and we finally did that fourth quarter and overtime, and it was a good win. Holder just getting better. I mean, they're starting freshmen, so I'm not looking forward to playing them next year. I mean, they're just going to get better.
You have a young lady who is approaching a pretty big record milestone. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it is very exciting. Shauna Wilkinson, she's sitting at 986 career points. So obviously the milestone of 1,000 points is coming up. But our record is set at 998, which is Jillian Bryant from 2006. Yeah, so we're right there. And I think we don't talk about it very much, but it's on the minds of everybody. And we're just... Maybe Shauna's setting up for a good senior night against Cozad on Tuesday. You know, what better way to break a record than being at home just in a couple days?
That would be pretty cool. Yes,
that'd be pretty cool. And she is averaging 12, so she needs 14. But you never know. She's scored 20 numerous times this year, but she's a 4-year starter basically, and cruising to 1,000 points here.
That's pretty cool. So we'll be looking for that once again Tuesday night against the Haymakers.
Yeah, and we have. Gosh, three games the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we have a guaranteed 7 more games going into sub-districts. So it's a record that, as a coach, I just want to get it over with so we don't have to think about it. It's not on the minds of Shauna, who is a leader on this team. So we just want to move on past it, get that milestone, and just play some ball. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But either way, it's exciting. It's a... what, since 2006, so that's back when I graduated. So it's an old record, and we need to, you know, get her name on the board.
And let's continue the winning ways. You got a one-game winning streak going right now. Cozad on Tuesday is a game. Hey, you're at home. you should get this one.
Yeah, hopefully. And that's what we've been telling the girls, is that we have, looking at the next 6-7 games coming up, and the only tough one would be Scott's Bluff. So we could go on a streak of winning the next 6 out of 7. I'd love to win against Scott's Bluff, who's like number 8 in the state or something. But these are all very winnable games, and what a way to end the season. And we're sitting at number 15 in the state, so if the season ended now, we would still play in that district final. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to understand and keep our power points up. And we could have a great end of the season here.
You'd like to host that sub-district too.
Yeah, and that's what is so frustrating, is that we're a couple games away from being in that top 8. Because if we beat a North Platte or beat a Gothenburg, we would get a lot of points from those wins. And we could be playing someone closer to us in the state, like people on the east, like Norris or Waverly, you know, those teams, Bennington, teams like that, that we would face up better against rather than playing a 2-time state championship Elkhorn North again. You know, we don't want to do that, but we'd rather play someone equal to us, so then we have a better chance to go to the state tournament, which we haven't done since 2012, 13, something like that. Yeah. So that's the goal. We can do that. Yeah. We just got to put together some wins here at the end.